All right, so we were in the middle of discussing some issues regarding the Tu B'Vas Achas. So just to summarize for those who weren't here. So we saw that in terms of the Ptur, there's essentially four different ways to understand the Ptur that does exist of Asar Sheku B'Vas Achas. One, the Safek based on Rashi, that you don't know whose it was that actually killed him. And the other ones, all Gzeres HaKasus, but Gzeres HaKasus seemingly which point in different directions in terms of how we understand what exactly the principle is that is responsible for the exemption in the case of Asar Sheku. According to the Ramah, what we seem to have, the Ramah who held, in one opinion, that the Makor is Nevesh Achas Nevesh, Velo Shtei Nevesh Achas Nevesh, so we have a principle which dictates it cannot have more than one person be killed for the death of a single individual. According to the what we have in other according to other Shonim, is the pasuk says Rashi here and the Ramah suggests this as well as one possibility that it's based on ish ki akev lo shnei anashim or lo shiku rabim. So he said that what that seems like it's basically saying that in terms of the ritzicha for which the Torah is mechayev, so it's only mechayev ritzicha committed by the individual, not a ritzicha which is committed by which is perpetrated by a group of people. Right, not a ritzicha which is attributable or which is done executed by more than one individual. Then we saw the approach of the Rashi or the Rambam that the basis for it is actually the drasha which we have in the case of Bas Zeach Zeh of Ishki Akei Kol Nefesh Adam that you require a hakas Kol Nefesh Adika Kol Nefesh. So the idea here seems to be that it's not really. There's a problem with Shnayim per se. The problem is that there is a requirement that it be Hakas Kol Nefesh. It's just that when there's Shnayim Shehiku, so then Memela, neither of them meets that standard, and therefore there's a Ptur. So we discussed two issues regarding the parameters. One, B'Makel Echad, which I won't review. Right? Let's say if they have not a Sar Makos, but one. So that's a Machlogos Yishonim, and that we discussed. But what we're turning our attention to now is a question which I raised, which I don't find so much anybody addressing directly. But just, I think it's an important question, and that is the question of whether or not what if you have a shutaf who's not a bar chiyuv? So, here I set down this tosfos that I think is a mitzia of mine. But before I get there, just Rashi. Again, nobody I saw addresses directly, but I think you can derive from Rashi that he seems to think that in this case there is no chiyuv. That's right, there is no ptur that the chiyuv does apply. This is the Rashi in Nun Gimel Amud Beis of Avakama. Who, in the case of Shorva Adam Shadach Velabor, so the Gemara says, Linyan Kofer, he's not Chayiv, the Adam. And Rashi, and this is partially related to his more general Shita regarding Adam and Kofer, but that there is no particular, Hafka of Adam and Kofer, like others shouldn't have it, but rather, the Ptur is based on Beke's Chayiv. The Atan de Vechizkia, or even perhaps in if you're talking about Adam Mekofer, based on Kum Derabi Neimash. So Rashi there says, in the case of Shorba Adam, he's Pater Mekofer, and according to him, the reason is because he makes it clear, because he's a Bar Ketala, he says, and if there's no Asras, then fine, so then you still have Atan de Vechizkia. Meaning it seems to be pretty clear that Rashi held that if the person was Musra, in that case, he would actually be Chayv Misa. So therefore, it seems to be that there is no Ptur Ritzicha in that case, according to Rashi. The Rashba says something similar in a context which we'll come back to, but less relevant for now. But what I think you can possibly midayik, and this is already something we not discussed, I think you can possibly midayik from Tosfos on Daf Mem Amud Beis.
So you're saying that they would be the same by Shor and by Katan?
So I think Katan is the next, it would be the next stage.
You're saying Stam Tzir for anything.
See, if somebody's not a bar chiyuv, so there are different levels of that. There's people who are anashim but are not capable of being chayiv misa. So that Rashi doesn't discuss, but I think it's reasonable to assume that we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Well, I think that depends on the svara, but we'll get to that in a second. Then you have what Rashi discusses, which is the agent, an animal, and then you have possibility. The Rashi discusses, which is something like ruach, which is like a koach tivi. So the Rashba thinks that even in that case it seems so we'll get back to that. But what I wanted to just attempt to bring to your attention, I think again nobody's addressing this question head on, but I think the Tosas might be implying that they disagree. This is Tosas, it happens to be that as far as that Rashi, they just disagree that that case is anything like the case that Rashi is discussing. Plus, even if it were Adam Mamish, he wouldn't be Pater Mishum from Kofa for that reason, but for other reasons. So the you don't really see Tosfos addressing that question directly because they don't even think it's a case that emerges in the Gemara. They have to think, that, for instance, that the case is discussing either Shor or Adam. It's not Shor or Adam. But on this, so take a look at the Sugya on Daf Mem. Do you see it, Chua? You guys look it up? So the Sugya on Daf Mem is the Sugya that we discussed about Chatzi Kofer and Kofer Echad, right? Of Shor Shal Beis Shutafin. The Gemara wants to know, do we say in that case where there's two owners, so the Chayiv, what do we say? We say the Chayiv two, the Chayiv, that seems to be a problem of Kofer Echad, Velo Shnei Koferim. We say they're each other half, but it's Kofer Velo Chatzi Kofer. Okay. So the Tosas raised the point. The Tosas note, why doesn't the Gemara seem to raise this question regarding Shnei Shvarim? Let's just say you have two, not Shutafim Bishor Echad, but rather you have one Shor and then another Shor. Two different people own these different Shvarim. And the Shvarim themselves do this, kill a person. So Tosa says, this is a Tosan Dav Memam and Alvim Bavakama, B'Shnei Shvarim Shal Shnayim Lo Matzi Lo Mibayi. Why? The Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira de Amar Behiku Asara Bnei Adam Bezeh Chazeh Ha'achron Chayev Hachinami Ha'achron Chayev V'ibe Vasachas. Okay, what about Vasachas? V'ibe Vasachas Kulan P'tur Nimisa the Kamisa Ban Kach Misa Shor the Kevin the P'tur Nimisa P'tur Mikofer Lamad Amar Lekaman in a Shor Beskile in a Bam Mesham Kover V'chul. So they say the reason that you could not have asked this question is because if it were a case of Shnei Shvarim, Shal Shnei Bnei Adam, Shal Shnei Baalim, Shal Shnei Baalim. So then there would be no Chiv at all because, why? Because of the din of Asar Hiku, because Kimizit Baalim Kach Mizit Shor. Now, I think, I go back and forth on whether or not this is the only thing that makes sense to say. But certainly the simplest thing to say is, in terms of the application of the din of Kimizit Baalim Kach Mizit Shor, what's the relevant question? The question is, say, with respect to each one of them that we're discussing now, let's say the owner of Shor Echad, Shor Aleph, right? So if he had done what his Shor did, would he have been Chayiv Misa? Okay? So if that's the case, so then what we're saying in this case, right? So then the question is, so let's say we substitute his Misa for his Shor's Misa. What does that mean? It means that he and a Shor kill somebody. So in that case, it's also saying, Kimisa Baalim Kach Mizit Shor. Sorry, in that case, Tosfos is saying they have the din of Ptur, of Atar Hikua, Asar Bnei Adam. Now, the other way to say it, but I'm not sure if it makes sense, or maybe it clearly does make sense. I think it's either Bikoshi makes sense or it doesn't make sense. If it's true, it's a Chiddush. The question that you would ask is not, what would he do? What would we do to him if we were substituting him, but what would we do if we were substituting both of the Shvarim?
Right.
In other words, the only question that's relevant is, I can't see why this would be. Why would we say that we should substitute both of the people for the Shvarim? And asking...
Because it's one... I mean, you can't view... The case is that case.
But that's true that's the case. The question that's relevant is, what would each of them... with regard to each of them, the din is, what would he do? Would he be Chayiv Skila if his Shor was substitute if he did what his Shor did? What did his Shor do? His Shor damaged with another Shor.
Yes.
Why would it be relevant to substitute? Why would we substitute the other guy?
Because you can only say, you know, the Shor in relation to the Shor. So to translate to the Baalim, it's not the Baalim in relation to a Shor. It's a Baal in relation to a Baal.
Why? Like, it happens to be that the other Shor had a Baalim too, but it doesn't seem to be relevant to the din of this Baalim.
Right, but still, I don't
see why we would substitute both Baalim for the both Shvarim.
Because it's a case where both Shors have Baalim, so we substitute the Baalim for the Shors. Why is that? Why is that so hard to say?
Because I think the question we're asking is, what would the din is one din, right? Meaning there's one din, the din is actually two din, meaning we're asking what's the din of this Baal and what's the din of that Baal, right? So that's a question that exists that we could ask with respect to each of them, and then the question that I think we would have to ask is, what would we do to him if he did what his Shor did? So I don't see why we would say, well, what his Shor did was act with the other Baalim. Mm-hmm. What his Shor did was act with the Shor. Each of them, you could say that about each of them.
What happens to the shore with the vowel?
So that's a din of shore v'adam shadafu laboris. That's what Tosfos. That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says, that they're both chayavim. Or at least, I mean, that the adam is chayav nisa. I'm saying, I think from this Tosfos, it sounds like he disagrees, I think. Because unless you accept the premise that the appropriate thing for some reason to do would be to substitute both of the bailim in determining each of their din, their equivalent case, then which I can't see why it would be. I mean, the question is, Kamiza Ban Kachim is a shore. So whatever the shore did, let's imagine the bailim did it. Well, but why would then, where does we get that we should view the other bailim as being substituted for his shore? In the discussion of whether or not I'm chayev, I would be chayev for what my shore did. So I think there's one way around it, but if true, it's basically the same point in a different way, and I'll get to that after. Yeah.
Why can't you interpret Kamisa Bala Kachmis Del Shore as saying that we're just replacing the reality that happened with Shvarim with Bailin?
Because we're not. What we're saying is Kamisa Bala Kachmis Del Shore is an assessment regarding whether or not the shore is chai b'skila.
And the way that we do that is by first assessing the reality in terms of the bailim.
Right, but it's not a question of we substitute the mitzius l'chora, and I'll get to how you could disagree in a second. But the simplest thing is, it's not a question we just look at these as the bailim doing it. No, the question is, it's not that we, al korchein of the Torah, views it as the bailim have done it, and therefore it's sort of hard to figure out what that entails. I mean, why would that be? Rather, the point is to be, the shore has a din of rotzeach. We'll get to this in a second. Oh, I forgot to be there. The shore has a din of rotzeach. So the question of whether or not he's going to be chayev is going to depend on whether or not the bailim, let's say the adam, would have done what he did. Would he be chayev? So the substitution comes in that aspect, in that point. And if that's and I think it's the simplest way to say it, and if that's true, then I can't imagine why we would be substituting the other person's. I mean, does it make a difference? How does it make a difference to what, in terms of our assessment of what the shore did, whether or not it happens to be that the other shore had a bailim? Okay, I'm not saying it's impossible. I think if it's true, though, what this other way is, it's a chiddush. And I'll get to it in a second. But if I'm right, then what we see in Tosfos is that they actually do think that in that case, that in the case of Shor ve'Adam shehargu, so in Echinami, there you do have the p'tur of Asariku. Now, in terms of the analysis, so we started to discuss this. If the basis for the p'tur, they get to go through each of them, right? If the basis of the p'tur is midin nefesh achas l'shtei nefashos, so I think there's no question that we're going to say that the p'tur does not apply in this case. And as far as Ariel's question, we might even go so far as to say that this would be true even if it were a kata. I think in a chenami. And we'll see, I do believe that this, in fact, emerges according to the Ramah, we'll get to it, in the context of Zeh Chazeh, that, we'll get to it. I was just saying, I think there is a mitzias of Shnaim Shehargu where we don't have a problem because one of them is not a barchiv for the Ramah. We'll see. But one other case would be Katan, and I think it's true. In a Chinami, the Ramah would probably tell you that you're chayiv in that case because there you only have one nefesh. By the way, it's a question which I have not seen anybody raise, and I mean, it's not like a halacha l'maaseh question, but it is a pretty simple question that one could raise, is let's say two people throw a spear and spear two people. According to the Ramah, are they both chayev? I think there's at least a good possibility that he would say yes. I don't know if you have to, but you could argue that we just view it as two different acts of Ritzicha, in which case both of which we would, with regard to both of them, we would then say, well, we can't be mechayev either of them. So, but I think it's at least possible that in that case the Ramah would say nefesh achas nefesh, v'lo nefesh achas tachas shtei nefashos. If you're talking about shtei nefashos, tachas shtei nefashos.
If you say that, then let's say one person killed two people, theoretically you'd also say you should pater him.
Well, I think he would tell you there's no going beyond. But in other words, there's bechlam aslayim mana. You can at least be mechayiv him for, in other words, killing two people is at the very least killing one person plus, but you know, is at the very least killing one person, in which case it would be justified. I don't think that he would say that. As long as I think he would tell you that no, we don't go beyond.
I don't say that either. I'm
yeah.
The parallel is just nefesh tachas nefesh, then.
Yeah, but I think it's a limiting factor in terms of he couldn't go beyond. We're not going to cause more death than the death that was caused. Again, the Svara, I don't think it's something is really bad. I think it's maybe discussed it last time, but.
If you would view the two people killed as like two separate files, meaning that
each person
we viewed as two people killed one person, then
and you wouldn't say it. You would pot their both cases, right?
Right.
I'm saying it's at least possible that you might argue that you wouldn't view it like that. You'd say it's one case of killing two people cause since it's one Maisa, and if that's true, then you would then in, at least in theory, it's possible that according to the Ramah, you could end up being Mechai. I don't know, but that's in terms of the Ramah's understanding of it, how that bears on our discussion. I think it's clear there is no tour in this case, and even in cases which are more mechudesh, where the person's an actual adam, and he's just not chai. If the tour is based on ish echa v'lo shnayim, right, or ish kiyake v'lo sheiku shnayim, or lo sheiku rabim, so then I think the most natural position to assume is that the tour likewise will not apply here. For sure, if it's ruach, like the Rashba's discussion, but even if it's behema after all is in an ish, right? And the assumption of this view is that there's nothing that's undermined in terms of what the adam did. It's not that he didn't do enough to be chayiv in this case. He did. It's just we have a problem that it's a maisa which we're attributing to two different anashim. Well, that's not true in the case of shor. So that's the case. So then in Echinami, even in the case of a behema, I would assume that you would be mechayiv. And likewise, I think that's probably true for other contexts where memai mishumish, like shutei chutz, which I mentioned, that if you have, let's say, a kof, du shchita, with a person, bachutz, I imagine that you'd be chayiv, even though we hold shnayim shachtu as pater. And therefore, Rashi, really, the Shitaso, in terms of the Pasuk that he brings, it really doesn't make sense with what I think is implied in Nun Gimel, on Beis Mavakam. And yet, I think it is a Mechach, and this is what we were sort of in the middle of discussing. I think you could argue that you might take the position of the Tosos, right, the Tosos who held that in this case, my opinion, that in this case you actually are Pater, Shor Adam. You might argue that that's true even if the basis for the Ptur is Ish below Shnayim. And I think there's two reasons why, or two ways you could have argued that. And what I mean by that is, I mean that it's specifically in the context of Ritzicha, we'll say that Ish below Shnayim excludes Shor V'Adam, as opposed to, let's say, Shchut Dechutz. And the first reason that you might have argued this is that basically we view, in fact, when a shor is horeg, so we, in fact, view this as the bailim being horeg. The baal shor is the rotzeach in this case. The Gemara had a havmina that actually would be chayv misa in that case, and is only memayit, it's memayit from the psukim, the Gemara in the first parak, towards the end of the first parak. But even lemaskana that, of course, he's not chayv misa, means it's based in. I think you see this in a couple contexts. First, in the Rabbi Nechanan, this is what I was mentioning last time, with respect to Chiyuv Koker. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, which we'll come back to for the prior case, which more directly relates to us, discusses a case of Zarek, somebody's Zorek, Tino Gromoshagag, and Ba'acher Vikiblu B'Sai. Right? He puts a sword. So that Gemara says that's related to the Bachogas, which we'll get to in this word, next word, of Hikuba Zachzeh. That's Tolo and Amachus. Okay. Then the word says, what happens if instead of somebody coming with a sword, instead a shor came and was Mikabel Bakarnav? So the Gemara says, that's Taloi. The din there, in that case, is Taloi and Amachus of Yochan Abruka and Rabbi Shmuel, whether or not Bidinizak Shayiminan, when we say Pidjanafsho, and we say that you're Chaya Kofair, so is that Bidinizak Shayiminan, meaning it's Pidyon HaNefesh Shel HaNizak? Actually, I won't say it like that because Gemara actually is 2 days about it. Are we shaymina benizak or b'demazik? So how is that related? So the simplest pshat and the one that Rashi gives is that if you hold what this means is that if you hold that it's the main nizak, so then you're going to be putter in that case. Whereas if you hold it's the main mazik, you're going to be chayav. Why? You're going to be putter from kofar. The baal shor is going to be putter from kofar. Why? Because if it's the main Nizak, so then what are we assessing? We're assessing somebody who's about to be, who's only lamos, who's not worth anything. Right? So therefore, in that case, you're just not going to have anything to be chayev. If you hold the main Nizak, then you will. Okay. That's Rashi's assumption. Rashi's assumption is that we actually would assess it as he's flying down, and therefore that's the way the machlokas is related. But in Chananel's a different pshat. In Chananel's pshat is no, the man da amar who holds meimazik is the one who is pater. If you hold meinizak, you're going to be chayev, because that's the normal state of affairs, is that you'd be chayev for sure, which kills somebody. But if you hold meimazik, says Rabbi Chananel, so then he assumes that we pass on like Rabbanon. Rabbanon, in the case of Zeh HaZeh, if it were a person in that case, you'd be pater. Right? That's his assumption, is that if it were a person in that case, it'd be pater. And he says that that Leman Damar, the Mei Mazik, so we view Kofar, it's a very fundamental machlokas regarding the nature of Kofar, what's Mechayev Kofar. We view Kofar as punishment for the Bailim's Ritzicha. This is Ritzicha of, he's the agent of the Ritzicha. It's through his shore that he's killing. So it's not a Maisi Bedaim, and therefore he's not going to be Chayev Misa Mamish. But the Chiyuv is really his Ritzicha. The animal's only his implement. So therefore the punishment is lightened to Pidyon Nafsho and not to Misa Mamish. And therefore, says Rabbi Chananel, according to the Manda Amar, the Mei Mazik, and only according to the Madam de Meimazik, if the Bailim wouldn't be Chayev Skila, he links it with this question. If the Bailim wouldn't be Chayev Skila, so then, had he done it by Yadayim, so then he won't be Chayev Kofer. And therefore, Ladas, Rabbanon, that hold, in the case, now he doesn't tell us what the basis for the Ptur is for him, which would be an interesting question to, I'm sorry, in the case of Zeh HaZeh, it is, right? The Bailim would be Pater because of something we'll get to, so therefore we view it as if as we Pater. This is, he says it's black on white in his explanation there, which I'll just read very quickly.
Where is this?
Chav Zayin Amin Aleph in Bava Kama. He says that he says Bash Shor V'Kiblu B'Karnav V'Hargo Chalukas Rabbi Yishmael Benosh Rabbi Yochanan Ben Brukahi D'Tani Yevnas B'Jin Nafsho D'Mei Nizak Rabbi Yishmael Amar D'Mei Mazik. So what's the connection? L'Rabbanan D'Amri D'Mei Nizak Chayev Al Shor B'Kofer Sharei Shor Hara. Okay. L'Rabbi Yishmael D'Amri D'Mei Mazik Perush. Why? HaMazik Hu Haya Chayev Misa Ne Shalosh Amar Shor Kilu Hu Harag Kilu Hu Harag V'Rachman Chasalei L'Shalim Kofer L'Fi Shalo Asa Maisi V'Yadayim V'Acha Afilu Hu Ba'atzmon B'Chi Hagad Meloim Is Chayev. Because of Rabbanan de Pligal Rabbi Mesera, Pachile, Vakoshakena Shoro. So it's really he's the Kilu Huharagasmo, Chasale because it wasn't my Sibidain. That's in terms of you see that in Rabbi Chanan regarding Kofir. I think for others you see this not reflected so much in Kofir, maybe in addition to Kofir, see it reflected in the din of Skilos Ashor. The most natural thing to say about Skilos Ashor is that the Skilos Ashor, the din of Skilos Ashor, constitutes Zina and Nefashas copy the shore. But it's like the Bailim constitutes Dini Maminus, so no more than Dini Maminus. I think there's evidence, very clear evidence for viewing it otherwise, that the adjudication of a Shor Nisko constitutes Dini Nefashos Kapi Bailim too. And here I'll just mention two, and we'll actually get to this because it's a topic that comes up in our parak. But I'll just mention two quick riyas for this. The first is a question that the Gemara raises. Did you guys get to this in the morning? Tezayin Amadal? No.
Although we were talking about this topic this morning.
Amazing.
Yes, we were.
What topic?
Effie should have been there, but he wasn't.
What topic was it?
We were talking about Motzi Shemra.
Yeah.
So the Yerushalmi talks about what the case of Motzi Shemra is.
Yeah.
Ches.
Okay.
He wants to compare it to Shorai Nisqal. And then it says Shorai Nisqal is Xeris HaKosov, that there's Skila.
Okay. All right. So
really, it's Mominus, but there's Xeris HaKosov.
Right. So the question is that Xeris HaKosov is that we treated Dean and Vashas, which I'll get to in a second. The Nefashos Klapei Ashor, that's the simplest way to take it. But I think there's evidence at least for, there's some evidence at least for the view that it actually is the Bailim who is.
Rowan's already discussed that.
He discussed his point?
The potential that for that it's actually talking about the Bailim.
Yeah. So I think there are two riyas. I don't know what he brought. That are
sure,
quick and easy and off. And you can just, there are others as well. But the simplest is the Gemara and the Daf Tezayin, which has a suffix. The din is that Kohen Gadol, the din in the fashion of Kohen Gadol is Nidon Bifnei Ayin Aleph. I call a davar gadol. So the Gemara says that in nifashos of a kohen gadol and nasi, so these are brought to the Sanhedrin. It's not nidom bechav gimel, but be'ayin alef. So the Gemara has a suffix. Shorosh al kohen gadol, my. Or one second, I just made that lashon up. By your realizer, shorosh al kohen gadol, bekama. Well, what's the question? Lemitzis bailim di day midaminalei, or dilma lemitzis bailim dam midaminalei. So the Gemara points out that it's clear that this is specifically a subject regarding shor, but michal the din mamonos, the mamono in general, mamono shakon gadol is no different than din mamonos of everybody else. Okay, so the question is, mehechatesi, that you should have the kohen gadol, shor shal kohen gadol be ayin alef. The din is, the chiddush is that you bring a kohen gadol, din nefashos of a kohen gadol is b'ifnei ayin alef. Is the chiddush also that it's not only kohen gadol, it's also there's a chiddush, shvarim, even though in general the stam shor, shor yisrael, is nidom b'chav gimel, but a shor shal kohen gadol is nidom b'ayin alef. And a stam not. Why would you then say that the shor is nidom b'fnei ayin alef? Because we view it as din nefashos klapei b'ayin. Therefore, if we say that kohen gadol's din nefashos requires ayin gimel, ayin alef, so at least it's a suffix. The Gemara leaves it as a suffix, by the way. What do we say about a shor? Does that apply to a shor as well? To a shor as well, given that we view it as a din nefashos in b'ayin. That's one raya. Then you have a second one. This is already the one that comes up later in our parak. There's a din of engar medino shalom el b'fanav. It's a din that doesn't, Gemara doesn't cite a makor for it. Rashi has one, Adam delifnei edim mishpat. There's possibility you can have a different one. But either way, that's the din. Now, it's pretty clear in the Rambam, and this is the way Shulchan Aruch paskins, although for a different reason, that this din is limited to dinei nefashos. Right? He mentions it in the context of dinei nefashos in Hilchos Ritzayach, Hashiris and Nefesh, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin, and in Hilchos Sanhedrin and Perek Yudal Halacha Zayin, with respect to dinei nefashos. The only exception, the only other place where he mentions it, is the din of Shor and Yisgal. And that, he says, in two contexts, in one in Perek Yudal Halacha Yud in this Kemamon, where he says it with respect to the shor. Right? That the halacha is the shor.
Is that Yud Aleph Yud?
Did I just say that? Yud Aleph Yud? I think so, but now I'm not seeing it. Yeah, shor shalom nigam. Egan Gomer, you know, shor, elabifne, shor, kidinadim. Okay. And, but he said, he actually brings it up in here, the Nosei Kelim, actually some of the Nosei Kelim seem to be. The Nosei Kelim you normally have don't seem to.
The Gemara itself bring it in the book?
Brings it up in the context of the shor. Yeah, yes, yeah. That's something we'll get to. That's sort of related to our Gemara. But the Rambam is Mechadish.
Like the shore running away.
If the shore is not there, can you be done the shore b'chav, you know, if he's not fun of?
Yeah.
We say Kimin Zabankach, so there the Gemara, that's where one of the major Gemaras of Kimin Zabankach, the shore comes up. But the Rambam brings this halacha also in Perek Yud. In Perek Yud, halacha Vav. Ain't gomer dinosh shor ela bifnei ba'alav im hayulo ba'alim. Now the Nosei Kelim actually they point to the Gemara. But the truth is that Gemara, where did I see this? It's in, yeah. If you look at the Mikor Sotzionim and the Frankel, they point out that's actually not what the Gemara says. The Gemara discusses it in the context specifically of the shor. So the Rambam here is mechadish, and the question is what's the makor for the Rambam? But either way, he's mechadish that the din of ain't gomer dinosh shor el b'fanav requires that the din of Engar Minosh Adam El Bafana, which is a din in the Rambam, it's not explicit, but it's pretty clear, because he only mentions it in that context, specifically for Din and Fashos, requires that the Adam be there. Kamash Malan, there's a din be Adam, that the Adam is being Nidon as a Din and Fashos case.
Why is that right? Maybe it just has to be, you know, he's the Shomer of the Shore, so you just.
But why would? But if there's a din of engomer dino shal adam el b'fanav, so how could that imply? I mean, that applies to the shore, fine. But how could that apply to the bailim of the shore? There's no din that a person needs to be according to Rambam. There's no din that a person needs to be there when his mamon is being nidon. Dino mamonos in general, you don't require the bail din to be there. You only require a person to be there if he's the nidon, engomer dino shal adam. Especially if you take it as being based on Adam Lufnei Ha'edel Mishpat, which is something which has to do with Ratzeach, right? So, sounds like for the Rambam, then what you see is he's being the one being omei lifnei ha'edel mishpat.
Is this similar to the like the classic hakira?
I don't know what the classic hakira is.
No, comment, yeah. Whether you're chayav for your mamon or it's like you're actually doing that.
Question is, I don't think it's similar. The question is, does it relate at all? I don't know that it does. Meaning, I think you could argue. Meaning, I don't really think it does.
Can you just say that the reason why the Baal has to be there is because, really, it's like he's the one who did the.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right. Right. But the question is,
it's different
but if you say that, it what?
Is that the same as saying that the Nefashos is based on him? Is that really what you're saying? Is that?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't know that we're saying that it's Ki'ilu. I mean, that's not the classic Hakira I'm familiar with, that it's Ki'ilu, he did it. The question is more just whether or not you're chayav simply for the fact that your mom is magic, or it's a neglect problem. You know, you did something bad. You were derelict in your shmir. That's mechayav. That's what triggers the chiyuv. So that doesn't mean that you are viewed as being mazik yourself.
Shia,
right? So I'm saying I don't know. The truth is, you might have said, well, listen, if it's only a shia question, so then you can't really view it as dina monos kapei ba'adam. But I'm not sure that's true. I mean, I think if you actually looked at the Rebbeinu Chananel, he actually formulates it quite clearly. Is the problem is you were poshaya in your shore, and since you were poshaya in your shore, the shore ended up killing. So because of that, we're going to view it as if you killed. As your pshia is mechayev you in a sense in ritzicha. But I'm not sure that's... I don't see that as being related so much to the question of, are you chayev simply for the mamon chashahizik? The Torah simply associates you with this shore. So if the shore is mazik, so then you're going to be chayev for the shore mazik. Not necessarily because of anything bad you did, simply because you were the bala shore. For the shore is maizenezik. That's the question, which I think is more sort of more.
No. So I think we discussed an extension of that chakir is possibly that a person can be mechayev himself to pin because it's kind of like an onesh for either for pshia or for, and if it is an onesh, you can understand why you would need to be there.
Right.
So two things: even if it's an onesh, but for onshim and dinim mamonos, we have onshim and dinim mamonos. We have many of them. You don't require the person to be there. Right? As far as I know, even Goslin isn't required, even Ganav, even for Kefil, which is clearly an onesh.
Chayav someone like
Knossos, you don't have to be there. At least in the Rambam. The Rambam does not mention, the only time he ever mentions it is in Dinei Nefashos. In Ritzicha, in Hilchos Ritzicha, and Hilchos Sanhedrin, with the exception of Shor HaNiskal. So I think it is pretty evident in the Rambam. Again, the Rashba Paskins this way too, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch was based on, that Poskim Dinei Mamonos, Sholofnei Baldin, Afil Sholofnei Baldin, but for that, for a different reason, because the din is that you can be chozer. So the assumption is that din is based on the requirement. The assumption in the Rashba was that this din is based on self the ability for somebody to be defend themselves and the necessity to have them be there at the time of the gemar din in the case of the imam. Since kozman should maybe rayach din chozer, whereas obviously there's going to be a statute. It's not going to work so well anymore if we carry out the punishment in din nefashos. But the Rambam, I don't believe, saw the din. You don't understand the din like that, and we'll get to how we know that. We're going to get to that sugya later on in the parak. But the point is that it's, even if it's an onesh, it has to be an onesh nefashos. It has to be that we're being gomer him lemisa. That it's dino shel adam as a din nefashos with regard to the adam, not just simply an onesh. For simply an onesh, it would be something that you didn't have to be there for. Person can be chayv mamon, can become chayv mamon even as an onesh. So that the assumption is probably not. That as far as I know, I don't know that this discussion is raised. But in general, when it comes to dini malkios, we view them as sort of a misa zuta, in a fundamental sense. It essentially follows the din of dini misa for most things in which there's a difference between dini mamonos and dini fashos.
Isn't it Dan Begimel?
That's exactly where the Gemara, I think, raises the point of Misa Makos and Mako Misa Omedes. But I think the assumption is, even if it's true in the end, we do pass in that. Aside from that, for all other issues where you have, all the chumros that you have for Din Nefashos mentioned in the fourth parak, so the general assumption is that Makos goes with Misa. Makos is with Dinin Nefashos. Sukkumers aren't even mentioned there, like Eidus Miyuchedus. But the general assumption is that Eidus Miyuchedus isn't good for Makos either. That's both Beriyah and Behagah. Do we have the Din of Rabbi Nassan that you can be Shomeya, not only that you have to see each other at the same time, you can be Shomeya also, you can have one come in and then the other one come in the next day. So this general assumption is for Makos that wouldn't have, that is also no good. But in any event, the point is that I think that is evidence for the notion that we view this as a kind of dini nefashos. So if we hold this, so then I think it's possible that we'll say that ish v'lo shnayim, in the case of shor v'adam, so yeah, that's what you have. Why? You have two anashim. You have one ish who did it ayidei ma'aseh b'yadayim, and you have another ish who did it ayidei shoro. So Tosfos might say, in my opinion, Tosfos implies, as I said, that they think that in that case you would have a tour. That yeah, that's pater aids, let's say, for Tosfos. It's based on ish echad v'lo shnayim, so maybe they'll agree. What they'll tell you is, you have the two anashim here, the ish of the ma'aseh b'yadayim and the ish of the shor, through his shor, and therefore you have this tour. Now, if that's true, so then this
would also assumes that ish v'lo shnayim.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
you don't have, yeah.
You could have easily said that we're talking about, like, in practice.
Yes, you could have easily said that it's the hiku ish, right? That it has to be the ma'aseh b'yadayim. You could have made that deal. I'm not saying that if you say all this about the shor haniskal being a din, or the shor the shor haniskal, the kofer of the shor haniskal is a din b'maaser tzicha shel adam, that we view it as that it has to be that you would say this. I'm saying that if it opens up the possibility that you could say it.
If we say this, then we wouldn't conclude that Tosfos would say that the tour is because of a tzirf. With a non-barachiyah.
I'm saying you could say... There are two things that are consistent with each other, potentially. One, that the p'tur, the makor, the yisoda, the p'tur of Asari Ku is ish, kiyaki ish v'lo shnayim. And it will also apply this tour for an ish who kills along with the shore.
But not because it's with a barachiyah, a non-barachiyah.
It is a barachiyah in the sense it's because of the shore. Because of the Adam, the Bailo Shor. Right. So, that's my next point, which is, if this is true, so then you wouldn't necessarily, you would be limited to probably a Shor with a Bailo. Lafuke, the simple thing that we have, Lafuke, let's say, is Shor Hamidbar, Shor Hefker. Right? Adam is Shor Hefker, Shedach Vulubor. Or other Shor Hefker, Shehargo Adam. So, if this is right, then in those cases, in a chinam, you might say, in fact, you're chayav. That we don't know about Tosfos. If I'm right, even if I'm right about Tosfos, Tosfos is clearly talking about two shvarim owned by two different people. Maybe, right, the reason you would say in that case that they're putter that each of the bailim is putter because kimis ban kach the shore is because the other shore was owned by a person, and therefore it's viewed, each of them is viewed as essentially acting in tandem with another person. If that's true, then if it was a shor hefker, where it's just the shor, so then it's ish echad v'lo shnayim. Yeah, but there's an alternative way to explain this, how it is you could say that it's ish echad v'lo shnayim and yet say that it also applies if it's shor v'adam, and that is if you assume that with respect to ritzicha, in fact, the shor really is an ish. A gavra. And although this is unique, it's already not so far-fetched based on what din, the very fact that we just discussed, which is what? Shor niskal, shor niskal. Skil's a shor. Mm-hmm. Right, so it happens to be my focus in the Mishnah, whether or not it's dafka shor shabailim. It's dafka shor shal, that's owned by somebody, but a shor midbar shor hefker, there is no din of skil's a shor, but we pass in against that. We say no. Even Shor Midbar, even Shor Hefker. And the Ramban is the one who... You guys, I didn't bring it. I meant to bring it with you. You guys, can somebody get the Ramban on the Pasuk Miad Kochayad Roshenu? The Pasuk in Noach. The Ramban says, well, what's going on here? Miad Kochayad, if you take the Pasuk literally, so it sounds like it's any animal. Miad Kochayad Roshenu, as if the animal is a Baal Aveira. So he suggests that in fact it might be the case, and he has halachic evidence for it. I should mention, the Rambam in Mor Nebuchadnezzar addresses this question. He says this is absurd. Rambam says he cannot say that the Torah treats the shor as an avarian in a sense. Rather, it's a punishment for the Bailam. But there's a good question you can ask on the Rambam, which is the Rambam's proof, which is that's possible if you hold shor midbar, shor hefker. But if you hold like we do, even if you didn't hold like we do, you have to ask this point. You have to, you know, point this out. There's a day that holds that even a shor midbar, shor hefker is chayv is nidam mechav gimel.
I've never been.
Yeah. And the Rambam, you know, genius. He connects it.
He says
he connects it to the pasuk.
Yeah,
he doesn't mention the Rambam, but that's the Rambam's Mor Nebuchadnezzar. I mean, I think, I don't know, I mean, the Rambam knew it pretty well. So I, usually, though, when he quotes him to say, you know, but in this case, he's Lachuke the Rambam, but he's arguing that, in fact, for whatever reason, there's a Melech, the Pasuk, the Torah treats, as far as Ritzich is concerned, Dama Adam, Torah treats a Shor as if he's an Avarian, as if he's an agent, a Baal Bechir, who therefore has a din, and therefore has his own din of Skila. And if you say that, so then you can argue, Davka here, Ishach Voshnaim, so with respect to Ritzicha in a Chinami, we have two Rotzchim here. Two Rotzchim, two people that are Nidonim Kirotzchim. There are two, in other words, what we're saying is that he is a Barchiv. Yeah.
How does that jive with the concept of Adamu L'Olam and Shor starts at Tam? If a Shor really has some sort of Das by Ritzicha, you just start his Mu'ud also?
So first of all, we Paskin, I mean, that's my focus, but we Paskin that Shor Tam Shehemis is Nidom Skila. There's no Kofer in that case, but he's Nidom Skila. So yeah, Chinami. But I think you could have answered it even the other day. Well, let's leave it at that. I don't want to concede that it has to be the other way for the other shita, but let's assume that for now it is. Yeah. So that's what we pass. We pass a short time. Shehim is chayav skila, even though the Bailam isn't Misham Kofer, which is an important, very important issue.
Maybe that skila is not meant in them being an avarian, but just to get like
for the adam.
The skila for the short time. Maybe it's not.
But no, it works well with the idea that he's in Varyam, because what's the difference if he's Tam or Muad, is like you said?
And maybe one is to just like make sure that there's safety on the streets, and one is that he's actually in Varyam and by Muad.
But the question is, for safety on the streets, you would assume that the halach would be kol kodim yargenu, which is the alternative to. But why does he need a mechav gimel? Why does he need a whole procession? With regard to other animals, we paskin non behemah chayv ofos. We paskin that nachash is machokus. Do we say that these nidam chagim or no kol kodim hargo? So the kol kodim hargo is probably rooted in the concept of being masir mazikim, but the nidam chagim sounds like it's really a procession. It's justice being adjudicated. Apparently, the baladin, the nidon is the animal. So yeah. In any event, that's as far as the if you hold ish velo shnayim, but yeah. Now, the real... I can't believe, again, that we may not actually get through all this.
Seems like a...
Right?
What do they call it? Epidemic?
Epidemic?
Systemic problem.
Why? Rosenzweig also? You're saying... Or are you saying with me? You're saying, yeah. Okay, fine. I was going to say, because maybe you had like a today, it's a systemic problem, everybody's giving shares, give his...
Seems to
imagine that I'll get much farther than he ends up doing.
According to Mor Nebuchadnezzar and Rambam, yeah, sure. Share today also. Weird parallels.
Wow. Anyway, okay, so let me just mention this, the Rash. So the Rash's view of it, the Rambam's view of it, is that it's based on Hakas Kol Nefesh. So what if you say that? The simplest thing to say, if you say that, is to say, if that's the case, then it shouldn't make any difference who the other agent is. Right? If what you're doing here, we're saying, is not Hakas Kol Nefesh. You're only partially responsible for the death, because the other part, somebody else contributed. So if that's the case, so I would say, then it doesn't really matter who the other make is. if it's a behemoth or even a ruach, if what I've done is not a kas kol nefesh, so then it's not kol nefesh b'yadi. So even if it's another shore, let's say, the simplest thing to say is, let's say, gribitosos, if it's a shore, Torah applies also. Why? I was horig mixas and the shore was horig mixas, so the shore is not a barchiv, so what? What I did was not a kas kol nefesh. And yet the Rashba clearly didn't agree. He didn't agree. I should clarify. He didn't agree in the context of ruach, right? That's the one that I mentioned. He has two deos. It's not clear that it's two deos at this point. What is clear is that according to the second day and chavav in the Rashba, we'll get to it when we get to pavasacha and zechazeh. This is true that if a ruach is contributing what a person would have contributed, then in fact you would still be chayev and there would be no patur of a sari kul. Okay. So it's possible it's dafka ruach, but I think it's also possible it isn't dafka ruach, that it's behema. But how could that be? What we're saying is that in the case where you have two people that are the agents of Ritzikas, and neither of them can be defined as makkah kol nefesh, in other words, each person is only partially responsible for what happened. So let's say something else is responsible that's not a person, but l'chora, you still are only partially responsible. Tanav kas kol nefesh. So I think that apparently the idea seems to be that is you're only defined as a makkah mixas nefesh as opposed to hakas kol hanefesh. If there's another makkah who's a barchi ritzicha who's defined as a makkah nefesh, there's at least there's another agent of some sort. And I think you have a clear analogy to this in the context which I brought up before that I think is a good analogy for the view of this tour according to the idea that it's a problem of hakas kol nefesh, which is l'man damar nezikin shutavim benezek. High paga zeka of it, right? The idea, the principle that if two people contribute an act of nezek, or two agents, an act of nezek, so then each one is only chayev half, because each one is viewed as having only committed half of the nezek, and therefore we don't say, for instance, that if one of them is an amarchi, we can then just gather the guy can go from the initial person. So the question becomes, if you hold this way, so what happens if a shor is dochev libor? So assuming, most of them assume against Rashi, which is not something I'm going to elaborate on, just most of the assumes against Rashi. If you hold that high pagal zeka of it, high pagal zeka of it, then the implication of that will be in a case of shor shadach of the boar, just shor shadach of the boar, that the baal shor is only chayev chatzi nezek. He's only chayev half. Right? And the baal boar is chayev half. Not the set, right? If you hold high pagal zeka of it, so you're going to say in that case that the baal shor is chayev half, the baal boar chayev half. So what about, so the Rebbeinu Tam is bothered by the Tam and Rebbeinu Tam. Oh, I have it on my. I think I sent it to you, sure. If that's true, so what happens if a person pushes in an animal off a cliff? Hefker. He's in the midbar. And he pushes the animal off a cliff, so you're going to say he's only chayv chatzi nezek because the karka did half of the nezek? If you hold high paga zeg of it, if it's a bailim who owns it, so then we're saying that guy's chayv chatzi nezek, and if he's not a barchil, let's say he's hekdesh who owns it, so then I'm only going to be chayv half, right? That's the Nakamina. Let's say it's a shorshal, let's say it's a borshal hektesh, and I push it into the boar, right? So I'm only chayv half because I only did half the nezek. So then, or what we're saying is that if you found yourself in the middle of a Grand Canyon, you push him off, you only be chayv half. So I think other shom say in a chenami, but the Talmud Rabbanan didn't think that made any sense. There's a Talmud Rabbanan in Bava Kama David Gimel.
There's hello.
What?
Boar as opposed to a stam karka, there's heva.
So take it a boar shall have care. Yeah. Right?
Or if you're pushed off a platform.
Yeah, but he's saying that boar, you have the hevel of the boar, which is, according to some, the thing which is doing the nezek. So I'm saying, but take the equivalent of a hefker. So this is the Talmud Ritam Yudimel. Tema. You have it, Shua? The Tema de la Rabbana de Sirilu, high paga zeka avad, vichi hayu potrim, mechatzi nezek, beshor shadacha, beshavero, mehar lebika? Vim tomar, in a chinami. Okay, what's the problem with that? This ain't a svar. I mean, don't like that. Vishlomar, the shani hasim, the less lay shoot of parta shulman. Hari mistama, kilu avad kule zeka. If you have no shoot of parta shulman, then it's kilu avad kule zeka. Aval hacha gabi bor de islay shuta parta shlumin elishat Torah potraso lahachi mashu l'derbana de lo mashalim el paga zeka. What did you say? He says that if it's a shuta parta shlumin, so that affects how we view or what we attribute to the one who's there, to the other agent. Right? It's not that he did only half, and there's something else that did half, and if it's an agent, so then that person can be chayav half, and if it's no agent, it's not chayav half. No. It's that what he's being mechadish here with the model that you see is, well, actually, let me say it this way. I think there's actually two ways you can explain this. The first way, and it's possible in Tam Rabin Tam, to argue this is what he means, is that basically we view the karka that I'm pushing up to as a tool in my hands. It's just what I'm using to do the damage. That's the basis for how it is that I'm viewed as being kula hezeka avad, is that it really does change. It changes in the fact that I'm now responsible for that karka, which, if it had a different agent who was that's normally associated with it, in terms of the nezik it does, I couldn't be viewed as simply employing him or his boar, or I wouldn't be viewed as that way. Whereas if it's ownerless, so then it can be viewed as sort of my being sholed on the entire situation, and I'm viewed as behind the whole thing. I think that's possible, but I think more likely, the idea of what we're saying here is that in the case of Paga Hezekov and Haivka Hezekov, what we're saying is, in Echinami, what each has done here really in and of itself is in fact Ra'oi. It's capable of being, is worthy, I should say that, it's worthy of being defined as Harigas Kol HaNefesh, or Harigas, in the case of Paga Hezekov, Hezekas Kula Hezek. Right? Now, what you've done is sufficient to attribute the entire Nezek to you. Elamai, the problem is that if you have two people about whom you can say that, knows that they both have committed an act which is worthy, in a sense, of being viewed as kol hazeka avad. So then, memela, we have to divide it between them. And therefore we say, we view you, each of you, as doing half. Right? And even if it's, therefore, somebody's part of the tzatzah, we won't say that you can be govah the other half, because no, we end up dividing the tzatzah here between you in terms of what each of you did. We're attributing half of it to your mice and half of it to your mice. So that's what it means when we say paga hazeka avad. It doesn't mean that you only did half. You know, you only did something which is worthy of being chayav for half. No, you did something which is worthy of being chayav for ala kol. But when we say that you're only viewed as being, in the end, having done mitzvahs, that's a result of the fact that we have to divide the nezek, or the hezek, or the tzatzah, between two people, two agents. So, likewise, I think it's possible to argue that in the case of hakas kol nefesh, so, what the Rashi will tell you, I think, and this is, if this is true, then his shita could agree with Rashi that it's b'shor, you'd be chayav, actually, is that it's not that you're viewed as being makkah kol nefesh because you had something else to contribute to the misa, and therefore it's really not a nak, which is roi. You know, in fact, something that can be defined as having caused the entire hezek, or having been responsible for the entire misa. No, that isn't true. Elamai, I have two agents that are makkah kol nefesh. Memela, when that happens, I have to then say, says the Rashba, right, that we view each as doing only a mitzvah as a nefesh. But if that's true, so then in the event that there isn't that the other agent was not a makke kol nefesh, was not a makke bechlal, so then we view what you've done as being the entire thing. Now, the Zerachinami makes a difference who's doing the other act. If it's somebody who's a makke like you, so then we have to, akorchenu, perforce, divide the yitzotah between the two of your mices. But if it isn't, so we have absolutely no problem with saying what you've done is sufficient to be considered a hakas kol nefesh. And I don't know what the Rashba would have said about Shor, but I suspect that he could very well, or maybe he in fact did, agree with Rashi that Shor v'Adam Shehargu was Chayef. It's not a Kaskol Nefesh? That's not true. At the very least, if it's Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, I think it's apparent this is true even if it's Zeyachol v'Zeyachol. Well, the Rashba actually does not mention that there. Meaning that in the case of, that he was talking about the Ruach, that if it's Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, it seems to be a case of Zeyachol v'Zeyachol. What if it were Zeyachol v'Zeyachol? I'll leave that to you to think about it. In the case of whether or not it should make a difference if it were the Shor Ineyachol and the Adam Ineyachol, I think one could argue that you'd be chayav there, but it'd just be sort of strange. Alright, we'll have to think about that. But in any event, I think that's how we can understand this Rashba as well, or at least that's one possible conclusion. Even if we say that the problem with two people is simply that that both of them and Mela are only chayav, are only responsible for half, it doesn't mean that they only what they did was only possible to lay half of it on them. What it means is, despite the fact that it really would be possible to lay it on both of them, we don't, because we have to lay it on two people, never Mela would be divided. That's what I think you'll find in the written down. So we'll we'll continue with the next sugya of Hakas Kol Nefesh. What? No, what do you mean? What, you guys going to be indisposed or something?
We could do it on Purim.
It's better on Purim. I'm telling you, it's better on Purim. You see only, things you
only,
didn't see.
Only if we have a suit, though, while we do it.
Yeah. A suit on Purim.
Maybe we should have a Chabur Shabbaton.
A Chabur Shabbaton. Yeah. All right. All right.